Last night, the United Nations Security Council unanimously approved a resolution designed to try to halt the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. The resolution calls for the deployment of 15,000 foreign troops to southern Lebanon and for Israel to draw down its forces from the area. The blueprint also calls on the Lebanese government to prevent unauthorized weapons from entering Lebanon, but it does not call for the immediate disarmament of Hezbollah. A date for the implementation of the resolution has yet to be set. Israel's cabinet will meet Sunday. They're expected to approve the plan. Lebanese officials say that their formal support could come today. We're joined now by NPR's Ivan Watson in Beirut. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And on the other side of your screen there, NPR's Eric Westerfeld in Jerusalem. Eric, thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
If I could get you to talk each in turn, Ivan and then Eric, this resolution passed unanimously. Have you seen any let up in the fighting? Ivan?
No, not at all. The Israeli warplanes have bombed this country from the northernmost border with Syria all the way down to villages on the southern border with Israel. We've got reports of more civilians being killed. At the same time, we've had Israeli ground troops have stabbed north to a village called Ganduria. It's less than 15 miles north of the Israeli border, but it marks the deepest incursion, Scott, into Lebanese territory since the war began. We've had airstrikes that have cut off electricity to the southern port of Tyre last night, and another refugee convoy which was targeted by Israeli warplanes last night, which killed six people yesterday and 25 wounded. The difference in this case was that the convoy had been escorted by United Nations peacekeepers who won assurances from the Israeli military for safe passage before the airstrike.
Eric, any let-up in Hezbollah attacks?
Well, Scott, there has been a decrease so far today in the number of rockets fired into Israel. It's late afternoon, and the Israeli army just told me only 10 rockets have been fired so far today, mostly in the Kiryat Shmona and Safed area in the north. One person was injured, but Hezbollah has been averaging more than 100 rockets a day into northern Israel, so far that is a decrease. But as Ivan points out, on the ground, the army continues to fight. There's been some fierce ground fighting in several villages in South Lebanon. And as Ivan points out, you know, Israeli forces last night began to implement this wider ground push north toward the Litani River that was approved Wednesday by the Israeli Security Cabinet. We've seen additional infantry and armor moving across the border, and Israel's Chief of Staff, General Dan Halutz, today told reporters the number of soldiers in Lebanon has tripled in the last 48 hours. He refused to give specific numbers, Scott, but from what we know from military officials, that means about 30,000 Israeli forces now operating in Lebanon. That's roughly the number of forces called for under the UN resolution, 15,000 Lebanese army troops supported by 15,000 international troops. And General Halutz made clear that the fighting will continue in the near term. He said, we're fighting Hezbollah and we'll continue that until a ceasefire is decided.
And that presence of Israeli troops could have as much to do with reducing the number of Hezbollah attacks as or more than the UN resolution.
Absolutely. I mean, they're wanting to push forward and try to reduce the rocket fire. And as one senior Israeli official told me today, we want to be in the most advantageous position when there is a formal ceasefire. And he said, we are complementing the goals of this UN resolution by pushing north to the Litani and trying to clear out, in his words, this area of Hezbollah terrorists in order to make it easier for any future international force.
Let me get you both to talk to not just me, but even each other about both governments have officially said we're in favor of this resolution. What do you hear from people on the ground in Lebanon and in Israel? Ivan, if you could take that first, and then you, Eric.
Scott, I think people here are pretty bitter. They're resigned to the fact that they don't think this will be, there's much hope here for a permanent resolution. We spoke to one man who said, well, this gives us moral support, but not much more. The Lebanese believe that the U.S. has fully backed Israel through this negotiating process and that there have been long delays to bringing an end to the fighting, to give Israel more time to attack Hezbollah. And they think that the Israeli cabinet announcing that it won't discuss the resolution until Sunday is yet another delaying tactic. And that's something that government officials repeat to me as well.
Eric?
Well, I would say there's deep skepticism among many Israelis. There's deep skepticism of the UN in general over years of track record here in Israel. There's skepticism mm-hmm. that these daily Katyusha rocket barrages, more than 100, as I mentioned, a day, will suddenly now stop. Many, you know, see a wider ground push, Scott, is the only way to stop those rockets. At the same time, people here believe and they know that that will mean more Israeli casualties. And there's some growing frustration with Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and his wartime leadership. People feel there was too much dithering about whether to go in when with ground forces, and a criticism that there was just too much reliance on air power that killed a lot of Lebanese civilians and damaged infrastructure, but didn't appear to do much at all to stop the daily rocket fire into Israel.
Mm. 30 seconds left. Are both Israelis and Lebanese just about too tired of this that they want something to stop?
I think, Scott, there's hope, there's a lot of hope that this will lead to something more permanent. But Israel pulled out of Lebanon in 2000 after 18-year occupation, and 6 years later they have a major war. So there's major skepticism there.
Ivan,
absolutely.
In Beirut?
And I think that Shiite Muslims here fully back Hezbollah. They think they have to fight to the finish. But some of the other sectarian groups are increasingly getting frustrated with this war that they think that they didn't have a hand in starting.
All right. Thank you very much. Ivan Watson on duty for us in Beirut and NPR's Eric Westerfeld in Jerusalem. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Scott.